It was the seltzer of George Bush's presidential campaign. As the stock market soared, as if there were no tomorrow, the man from Texas promised to let us invest some of our Social Security taxes in the stock market. Stocks were fetching annual returns of 15, 25, even 30% a year. Succumbing to the irrational market exuberance that Alan Greenspan warned of, Mr. Bush declared that, by gosh, Americans deserve retirement earnings of that magnitude, and he ridiculed the returns of Social Security, to which that old stick-in-the-mud, Al Gore, would handcuff us. Since those heady days, the Wilshire 5000, the broadest index of publicly traded stock, has lost a staggering $6,599,000,000,000, nearly 50% of its value. And Mr. Bush and his party have been running away from that tar baby faster than Enron executives dumped stock before their company tanked. Meanwhile, the value of your Social Security didn't lose a dime. Small wonder the White House has suddenly become mute on this subject. Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia, the House Republican Campaign Committee chairman, recently got defensive about the privatization plan. On PBS's NewsHour, he suggested that Bush's idea was never more than a request for a feasibility study. For the truth, go to the website of the National Commission on Presidential Debates and check the transcript of Bush and Gore's first presidential debate on October 3rd. Mr. Bush was unequivocal. He said, "You bet we want to allow younger workers to take some of their money out of Social Security. I want to get a better rate of return for your money than the paltry 2% that the current Social Security Trust gets today." A paltry 2%. How many investors would have crowed about a paltry 2% over these past 2 years? Here's another problem. Had privatization gone through, it would have removed resources from the Social Security Fund and cut benefits to our current retirees. Had it gone through, people would have lost up to half of their Social Security payments in the stock market. You could call the Bush plan lose-lose economics. Better yet, you could use a word that George Bush Sr. coined in the 1980s. It may be even more apt: voodoo economics. This is Leslie Coyne.